Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
All right, time for newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story, Kevin?
Well, this is very exciting news, but first, did you know that Crocs made a boot?
They make everything now. I tell you,
they do. Like a cowboy boot or something?
I think so. Well, we all know what Crocs look like, and they're very popular. They have something called a crush boot. So it's like the Crocs material, like a rubber, whatever that is, and it looks like a boot. Well, Crocs has partnered up with Pringles.
Oh, my God.
This is very exciting. It's the ultimate snacking accessory, an ankle holster for your potato chips. So it's a holster that connects to your Croc boots, and there's a little slot for your Pringles can. So you can walk around in your Crocs, and you can pop a can of Pringles into your Croc holster, and then all day you can snack on Pringles.
Your Croc holster eats Pringles anymore.
I could just see the pigeons attacking your holster, you know.
It's definitely a possibility.
It'd be a problem downtown.
This first surfaced at Coachella. Some celebrity posted it, and they had Pringles in their Croc holster. And I went to their website and found a link for it, and when I clicked on the link, it was broken, so I don't know if they sold out immediately. I did find one website selling them for around $143, so it's the Crocs Classic Crush Boot Pringles edition.
Pringles included?
I think you have to buy that separately, Mary, unfortunately.
You think any sane person can be wearing that and eating Pringles in public without someone thinking that they're under the influence of something?
Well, it's the Instagram days, you know? Everybody wants to make a splash with
their
photos.
Plus, you have to be flexible to reach down and
That's a good point, Mary, where someone can bend down and get it for you.
That's true.
You know?
Your dog.
She's right. You could put little snacks in there if you want for your dog.
Telling you what, my pig would take you out at the ankles. You'd be down on the ground. What's your story, Mary?
Okay, so I wanted to do this last week, but I forgot about it. I saw it again. Have you guys ever danced in point shoes? You know, because they're quite painful. You put those things on your feet. Oh, my gosh.
Pringles holsters for them?
Could you imagine? Well, 353 ballerinas decided to deal with that pain, and they tried to set the world record for dancing on point in one place. And I guess the record is 306. So they were girls, all of them, 9 to 19, gathered at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. And they did it, and they had to do it for a minute. Just like dance. So when you're doing point dancing, you have to go from foot to kind of balance. And you should have seen the video's hilarious because they're just standing there and they're all smiling. They all have their little buns in their hair, you know, their coiffed buns and their little tutus. And they all have white tutus on. Tchaikovsky's playing in the background. And they did it. So good for them. And it was all for scholarships, too.
And Mary, you had to do that, right? You're a dancer. You had to take ballet.
No, I didn't. I did not have to take point. That's a total option. And I put them on one time and I said, I'm not doing this.
Brutal.
It's very painful. And I do know some girls that are really, really good at it. And kudos to them because it's tough. It's very tough.
What's your story, Lauren?
I'm clearly on like a pattern of finding very unique criminals. So I have another one. This one is a man in California. He's no creep, so that's the good news, guys. But this guy was arrested after he set up a barbecue in a parking lot of a store. Now, here's the kicker. It was a shopping cart barbecue. So he put coals in the bottom of a shopping cart. He let them on fire. He was kind of using beer to pour over the coals to make the flames kind of spark a little bit, and to use as a skewer for the meat he was cooking, he used a sword. So he has misdemeanor charges for destroying the shopping cart and obviously stealing it in the first place. The good news is he will not be facing charges for the weapon, aka the sword that was the skewer.
He sounds a little scary.
I wonder if it was good. Was he able to finish the meat? What was he cooking?
Right. You know? Was it a steak?
I know.
Was it medium rare? Well, how did he cook it?
Well, you don't usually skewer steaks, right? So it's got to be some kind of roast or something.
Yeah.
I'm just dying to know.
I was waiting for the dancing farmer. He ran in to get something at a big box store, and I watched a guy tip over a grocery cart on its side and use it as a chair.
What?
I'm like, what? I've never even given that a thought, but he apparently was going to be waiting for a long time. Worked beautifully. I'm like, look at that. Who knew?
Guess we need a competition to see the different uses of shopping carts.
Yeah. I'll skip the cookout with one. All right, Lauren's News comes up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.